This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 771, What It's Like to Be Single in New York City. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, get a sneak peek into our Secrets of the Connected Communicator course and find out why Americans love the show Sex and the City so much and what it means about life in New York. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling fantastic. It is like perfect weather here. We're going to like outdoor music concerts, and there's all this like awesome, like all these like neighborhood bike activities happening.
Whoa, that's awesome. That sounds so good. Me too. It's a beautiful day outside, and I'm getting ready to take a vacation, which I'm so excited about.
Sweet. Yeah. Where are you going? What is this adventure about?
This adventure is about being outdoors and being active, mostly. So awesome. We're going up to Maine, and Maine is a place where we have Acadia National Park. And there, you know, you can go canoeing, you can go hiking, and we're going to go rafting. So go on the rapids, the whitewater rafting trip. So that's going to be crazy.
I've never done that before, and I've always wanted to. It's one of those activities that, like, since I've never personally experienced it, I only have images from movies. Right. And whenever like whitewater rafting happens in movies, it's inevitably like bad. Like, so I don't want to make you worried, but like those are my only like experiences.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm a little scared too. I've done it once before, but you know, I think I just want to make sure I can stay in the boat. So that'll be my goal. Just stay in the boat. Hold on.
And it's not safe to like tie yourself to the boat, right?
Right.
And if it like capsizes, you're stuck underneath. So
that's true. So if you don't hear from me again, you'll know what happened.
Oh God. I don't think you're doing wait, how do they rate them? It's like level four or something like that.
Yeah, like they say that this particular river is the class 5, which is supposed to be the biggest, but I think for the East Coast, right? I think that in the Colorado River and other like bigger rivers in the West, I think they have a different system or it's not the same, you know? So I don't think these are the biggest in the country, but I think they're decent size, yeah. So we'll see.
All right, it's going to be great. It's going to be super, you're going to be like rushed with adrenaline, you know? And it's like, this is the point of the travel and adventure and challenging yourself. It's that moment of fear, right? And then like actually doing it, actually facing it. And the satisfactory adrenaline that you have, like during and especially after the activity, when you know that you're alive, is like, you can't feel that any, like in any other time.
Exactly. That's so true. And that's where we grow in life, right? Is when we push our boundaries, we push our edges, we end up in those moments where we're like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I should do it, but we do it anyways. And we get smarter, we get stronger, we get better, right?
Yeah, totally.
Love that.
That is the point of adventure. That exactly. is why we have our adventures course.
Yeah, that's the theory or the idea that this course was based on, guys. Taking you on a trip around the United States, putting you into conversations by video lesson, but letting you have these conversations and see these conversations with real native speakers, real English coming out. And today mm-hmm. we're going to talk about one of those lessons that we did in the course. Which lesson is it, Jessica?
So it's in the New York module, yes. and it's called Single in the City. And it was an interview with, and I didn't know this before today, but this artist is one of your friends.
He's my friend. Yeah, Diego. He and I have been friends for years since I lived in New York back in the day, right? Back in 2006, I think, seven. So yeah, we've known each other for a while, but Diego is from Ecuador and he has a lot of interesting insights on life in New York City, guys. So mm-hmm. we knew that New York was something that you guys would love to see in this course. So we made it happen. We're bringing New York City to you through these lessons. Love it.
And this is like, and this is your chance to learn what it's actually like to live in New York City, right?
Yep.
Because everybody knows New York City. Everybody's seen TV shows and movies. And
yeah.
this is, like I said about the whitewater rafting, like that's my image of whitewater rafting. It's not actually what happens, you know, yep. like, and it's the same with New York, you guys. So like through this module, you'll get to talk to real New Yorkers. And then in the reflections, you'll get to do like your own research and your own, like you'll develop your own perspective on what real life is there compared to where you live.
Yeah, it's so cool. And New York is one of the most exciting cities in the world, I think. Yeah. It's such a cool place to live. If you guys get a chance to ever for a year or two, just do it. Just go for it. You know, take advantage. So
oh,
cool.
I would love to do that. I'm just going to I'm gonna take James out of school for a year and just move to New York.
Just do it. It would be an education in itself for him.
Oh, yeah.
Know?
Oh, completely. Oh, my God. That would be crazy. This like, because Portland feels like a small town. It's not. Like, it's a proper city, but it feels like a small town. So for him to be like thrown into this crazy urban jungle, that would be an eye-opener.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so
true.
In this particular interview, you asked him questions about being single in New York City and what that was like, you know, if it's lonely or if it's not lonely. Because sometimes I think if we're by ourselves, even if we're in the middle of thousands of people, but we're not connected to any of them, it can feel lonely. Like you're not by yourself,
absolutely.
But you're alone.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true. And I think that is something that New Yorkers might struggle with at times.
Yeah.
You know, I think it depends on your attitude. I mean, Diego is a very sociable person, so he never feels alone because he's very good at making conversation. But a lot of people in New York do feel that way. Yeah, that's true.
Because that comes through in the Asher interview as well.
Yes.
Because he talks about how that's exactly the feeling. Sometimes you don't feel connected, and he talks about this one moment where he felt connected to humanity, this epiphanic moment. There's so much good vocab that comes through in that interview. But in the reflection to Diego's interview, we ask you guys to watch two episodes of the infamous show, Sex in the City.
And none other than Sex in the City. So I'm sure you guys know this show. And what I love about this show is the way that it uses the city as essentially as a character, not just a setting, but kind of a character. Right?
I love that so much. There are, I could go on about some of my favorite movies and TV shows that do that because because cities do have souls, you know, like LA has a different vibe than New York, than Phoenix, than Portland, right? So each city has its soul. And that's what comes through in a lot of these movies and TV shows. And we do recommend other movies and directors and stuff like that throughout this module for you guys to get to know. So Lindsay, did you watch all the seasons of Sex in the City?
Oh, I think at some point or another, I have seen all of the seasons. Yeah. Maybe not straight in a row, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, through Netflix and through just catching them on TV, I'm pretty sure I've seen every episode. I'm sure I have. Yeah.
I think I have too. And, like, this is one of those shows that I would be, like, embarrassed to say that I liked because it's not my thing. Like, I don't get into shows like this, sort of like women gossipy, catty, like, right, I don't know. Right, I don't, right. but it's a good show.
It's just it's a well-done show. I mean, it's a little bit cheesy when you look back. It's already a little bit dated, you know, a little dated and it's a little cheesy, but it's good. Like, it just, I think it captures the essence of the city of New York, as you said, as a soul, having a soul, and also just being human and being young, being sort of young to middle-aged, right? Because these women are getting a little bit older in the show, and being single and being and living in a big city. You know what I mean? What does that mean for us? Yeah, as humans. Yeah.
And I mean, it is sort of a fairy tale to some extent, because, like, all these women have, like, they have money, they have good apartments, they're all beautiful. That, you know, like, so this is what the reflection is about, right? So you're supposed to watch two episodes and then, like, think about these questions. So the first question is, do you think people actually have lives like that? So, Lindsay, like, you've lived in New York. Do you think there are seriously people like this?
I think there are, but it's definitely not the majority. You know what I mean? I think Sex and the City gives us this idea that once you move to New York, that is definitely what your life will look like. I don't think so. I think a lot of people in New York are struggling to pay the rent, and, you know, they're not eating at fancy restaurants and going to brunch every weekend, right? That is New York, but it's a small slice of the population. Do you want to get on the inside of interesting English conversations with natives and start finally feeling connected? Guys, we'll show you the 7 secrets that you must focus on if you want to do that. And we'll show you them for free at allearsenglish.com/secrets. It's a free video lesson and you can download it right away and watch. Now, go to allearsenglish.com/secrets.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I'm sure there are women like this, but they're few and far between. I mean, I don't think any of you guys are going to go to New York and, like, meet somebody like this. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've ever met anybody like this.
Right. No, I don't know. It's a certain type of person, for sure.
But that's part of why we watch TV and movies, though, is for this fantasy. It's for this fairy tale. It's like, just for this, like, half hour or however long it is, you're going to be in this world, right?
Exactly.
So you could just sort of, like, lose yourself in this, like, story of these beautiful women with beautiful clothes and all this, like, you know, fancy life stuff.
That's so true. Yeah.
And then, so that's where the second question comes in, is, like, bringing it into your context. So how are the lives of the women different from single people in your city? So obviously, Lindsay and I live in very different cities.
Yes.
Right? Like, totally different souls in both of our places. So, Lindsay, I mean, you know some single ladies in Boston. Would you say they have anything in common with Carrie and Samantha, whatever their names are?
I mean, I think in terms of lifestyle, definitely not, because the people that I know don't do the same things. They don't go to those super fancy parties and buy $500 shoes. But
oh my God, no.
But I would argue that I think this show really hits on the human condition really well. And I think a lot of people, as they're watching this show, they can see themselves in the women, the way they're thinking and their concerns about meeting men and just building a life that they love. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's...
And so in that sense, yeah.
I think that is the valuable part of this show. And it was groundbreaking at the time it came out as far as like feminist issues, right? That women, single women, they do date, right? Women have lives and they like want to experience things and have boyfriends and heartbreak happens. And like that's one of the things, like even though, I mean, these women are obviously privileged, but at the same time, like they are taking risks. They are putting themselves out in life and getting their heart broken, you know, and being really honest about the difficulties and a little bit of success that they might have.
Yeah, I think honesty and authenticity is one thing that people love about this show, about Sex and the City, is that, you know, they're very open. Yeah. I mean, that's really what it is. It's Carrie Bradshaw writing kind of a book or a diary on what it's like to be single and in the city and be a woman in her 30s. What are they in their 30s, 40s?
I think they're in their 30s for most of the episodes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, in traditional places, right? Still happening today. You're supposed to be married and have a family. Sure. And like, this is supposed to happen. You're, and in more conservative societies, you're not supposed to like have sex and date. Right. You're not supposed to do that. Right. You're just supposed to get married. But obviously, you know, that doesn't so much happen. Even if people don't feel comfortable talking about it,
right?
It does happen. So I like, even in Japan or Brazil, you know, anywhere, this, you know, ladies are dating. That not everyone in their 30s is married. People are going out. People are like, even though society, and like, and this is another thing I like about it, is that maybe society tells you that what you're doing is wrong because of a religion or because of conservative values. But this show is like, you know what? Like, I don't feel guilty about it. I'm not ashamed. This is what I'm doing. It. Yeah.
Exactly. So in that sense, it was really kind of pushing the needle, pushing the limits, you know, moving the culture forward in a way, right?
Oh, totally.
And I would love, it would be so interesting, you know, to be in Connection Club with our listeners when we get to this lesson, right, guys? So if you join the course and you choose the Connection Club, we are so looking forward to talking with you and hearing your answer to this number two question, right? This number two reflection.
Yeah. Some of the most fascinating conversations I have over the course of a month is with these Connection Club students. So guys, if you sign up for our course, you have the option of upgrading to this Connection Club, and you could attend as many of these calls as you'd like. And it's either with Lindsay or with me. We choose a reflection, but the conversation never stays on that reflection. Like the conversation just goes naturally where it's go. Where, you know, in comparing all of our different cultures and ideas, and oh, it's fascinating. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a perfect addition to if you guys are learning our strategy here, the Bridge to Connection method. You're going through these videos on your own. You're traveling across the U.S. with us. And then you're adding the conversation practice with other students and with us. It's the perfect complement there, guys. So we definitely do recommend that middle plan, that Connection Club plan.
And I always end up giving like quote unquote homework to students. Like as we're talking and as they're mentioning stuff, I always think of like podcasts, TV shows, movies, books that's going to further their understanding of cultural point. And so that's like one of my favorite things. I actually get to use my huge experience of watching TV and movies in these calls. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a way for you guys to get like deeper into the culture. And again, in order to communicate, it's not just the vocab, not just the grammar, it's the cultural understanding, the context, right? Getting Sex in the City and knowing why that is interesting to people here and what's interesting about that to you too in your country, just getting the context of our lifestyle. Love that.
Like, just from a conversational standpoint, this is why we recommend and continue to recommend books, movies, TV shows, music to you guys, because, especially in the course, because so much of our conversation is references to pop culture, right? Yeah. And if you've never seen this, you know, classic movie from the 1980s that every other native speaker has seen, then you're not going to get the conversation. So that's why we continue to, like, add this experience to the course for our students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. The references. I feel like I still miss a lot of references. It's so bad. It's so bad. But I need to work on that too. So
yeah, we've talked about it before, like me making a list of like sci-fi books that you have to read.
I'll work on that. That'll be the project for the fall, right?
Yeah. Right. Like August reading list. Oh, that'd be great. And we could we could also put it in the Facebook group for the students in the course, like a reading list. We have to do that.
So good. So if you guys are ready to get directly in this course and sign up for hopefully that connection club plan so we can meet you, go to allearsenglish.com/connection. But if you want to start off with a free video lesson, just to get a sense of what we do for you in this course, get the 7 simple secrets to connection in English. Go to allearsenglish.com/secrets, guys. Perfect. And then you will get a chance to get into the course after that. Very awesome. Cool. So good. Yeah, this is a great lesson. And this one comes towards the end of your study plan, but it'll come. You got to work through the study plan, guys, step by step, and you'll build those skills. All right?
Yeah, cool. Even though this reflection sounds super fun, don't skip anything, guys.
Yeah, don't skip ahead. You won't, because the point is it's built based on the method, guys, and you got to build your skills gradually. So, All right, we'll see you there.
So awesome. Cool. Well, you know, don't hurt yourself
falling
out of the boat, and we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, I'll talk about it when I get back safe and sound. All right, take care.
All right, awesome. Have a good day,
Bye.
Lindsay.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.